Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, State Senator Mike Schneider has some disagreements with Congressman Mark Amadei. He'll air them here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Robert Eidhoven, Larry Mathias, and Mike Hillaby. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Mike Schneider. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam.
You wrote to me after Mark Amadei's last appearance on the program, and you had some thoughts on green energy, and I would love for you to elaborate on those on here on the program, sir.
Well, you know, my friend Mark Amadei had stated that the investment that was made in green energy facilities here only created a few hundred jobs, permanent jobs. That's not the point, is the long-term jobs of operating a plant. The point is the research and development and the manufacturing jobs. Any energy plant requires very few long-term individuals, whether it be coal, gas, or solar or geothermal. So I think he was not being honest with the viewers in what he was saying about the investment in green energy. Plus, he didn't go into the fact that green energy reduces the carbon, which is killing the planet right now. And that's our long-term goal. And not only that, Sam, but if you invest in green energy, a $200 power bill today, extrapolated over the next 50 years, would at 6% inflation, would look something like $3,600. At just 4%, which energy is running over 6%, at 4%, it's still close to $1,500. So what I'm saying is the fuel for green energy, the fuel is free. As long as the sun comes up every morning, that's free energy. If you're buying gas, coal, whatever else you're generating energy with, that cost goes up and up and up over the years. Green energy is a huge investment for Nevada. It's a huge investment for this nation, and it is a long-term investment. It's not for the next quarter. So my good friend, Congressman Amadei, was not honest with the people here.
But let me ask you this, because, you know, you've got the long-term benefits, obviously, but in the short term, people in this country and in this state are suffering, and they're going to see higher energy bills because of green energy. And I'm playing devil's advocate here, but there certainly is, for example, with solar, a much higher cost. How do you explain that to the people?
Well, solar is not that much higher, and let me tell you what, it's the only difference in cost is the building of the facility, building of the energy production facility. Solar's coming down drastically month after month, as is geothermal, which in northern Nevada you have a tremendous amount of geothermal, and that is very competitive. It's 24/7, but it's all coming down very fast, and the more we invest, the cheaper it gets. And to say that, oh, for the next 3 months, let's don't invest in it because it's more expensive, that's really shortchanging ourselves, because 5 years from now it's going to be a lot cheaper, because you're not buying any power, you're not buying any fuel for this power plant.
But you look at natural gas and the cost of that, and the price is falling through the floor.
Right, it is. But do we want to be stuck on that? Because we've been through this up and down cycle with natural gas before, and it is going to spike back up as soon as there's a greater and greater demand. It is also a carbon producer. It's less than coal, obviously, because there is no such thing as clean coal. It is less than coal, but it's still a carbon producer. And I'm not saying we're going to do all of it right now. What we're going to do is phase out of the carbon-producing plants. Now, let me tell you that we will still be using carbon-producing energy for the next 30 years at least, maybe 40 years. But we have to wean ourselves off of this. It is critical to this country. And to play devil's advocate and say, and for you to say, Sam, look, it costs more. Are we just going to turn over this entire industry to a country like China? Because it's our scientists that are developing this. It's our national labs that are developing this. And are we going to turn this technology over and the manufacturing over to China or to France or England? I think it's incumbent upon us to act today, because it's those research and development jobs, it is the manufacturing jobs we want.
You've got a giant Chinese company called ENN, I'm sure you're very familiar with, wants to build a solar plant down in southern Nevada near Laughlin. It's literally billions of dollars of investment, but at this point they don't have anybody to buy the power. What do you think about that, and what do you think about Senator Reid's effort to force NV Energy to buy that power?
Well, I think everybody, every power provider on the West Coast will be looking at that. Plus the fact that you know, if you build a power facility, you need your transmission lines to that facility. And so that's another large investment to do that. But, you know, again, here you have a Chinese company coming in, probably going to import their panels from China, and shame on us for even allowing that to happen. It should be our companies doing this, our companies putting these power plants up, and I can tell you that I know President Obama has put a tariff on their panels coming into this country, and he has put a tariff on their tires coming in, because they are cheating, and we should be very aggressive in our business plan here.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Mike Schneider after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
He keeps saying it.
This president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Well, Here's where we were in 2008.
Worst financial collapse since the Great Depression.
American workers were laid off in numbers not seen in over three decades.
And here's where we are today. 30 months of private sector job growth, creating 4.6 million new jobs. We're not there yet, but the real question is, whose plan is better for you? The president's plan asks millionaires to pay a little more, to help invest in a strong middle class, clean energy, and cut the deficit. Mitt Romney's plan? A new $250,000 tax break for multimillionaires. Roll back regulations on the banks that cratered the economy. And raise taxes on the middle class.
They want to go back to the same old policies that got us in trouble in the first place.
We're not going back. We are moving forward.
Forward.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Mike Schneider, who's responding to comments made on the program by Congressman Mark Amaday. We're talking about green energy. Well, let's talk about a couple of the points that you've raised here and a couple that you didn't answer in the previous segment here. First of all, ENN plans, as part of this solar plant, to have a factory to build solar panels. That's part of the whole deal. So the solar panels would be made in this country. Southern California Edison will not give ENN a purchase power agreement, so they don't have any place in California at this point to sell that power to. NV Energy has already met its portfolio, and now Senator Reid is trying to force NV Energy, as he said in his own words on this program, to do more.
Well, and NV Energy can do more. They have a coal-fired plant down here in Southern Nevada that they can shut down. They already shut down the coal-fired plant several years ago in Laughlin. They can change over there to green energy. So they need to seriously look at that. I was under the impression that some of these panels, I realized the Chinese were going to build a factory here, but some of them were, the first ones were going to be from China. I may be wrong on that. Maybe they're going to create the factory and build them all. But also, when you're negotiating power contracts, the California power companies are going to negotiate hard. They're just not going to say, yeah, we're going to take it. Now, their portfolio standard is greater than ours. And they need a lot of electricity. They're almost insatiable for electricity over there. And so they will be negotiating hard for that. And just because they say, I don't want it right now, doesn't mean they won't take it a few years from now when that plant could be ready.
And NV Energy has said the same thing. Michael Yakir was on the program a couple of weeks ago and was talking about when things open up in 2014 for the next round of bidding, that NV Energy may be willing to look at this, but only if it's cost effective. Now, you raised the Harry Allen plant down in Southern Nevada. Isn't that coal-fired plant only on part of a time? It isn't a full-time power plant. Isn't it a backup?
I believe it's a peaking plant at this time, yes. That still doesn't make it a good plant, you know. Well, and like I said, Sam, there's no such thing as clean coal.
All right, but I mean, that is probably as clean a coal facility as there is in the country. Let's go back to my question, if you wouldn't mind, about Senator Reid and his attempts to force the NV Energy to be able to take more green energy from ENN. They have to deal with the PUC as well. Is the PUC willing to increase the cost to Nevadans of their power by buying more green energy than the portfolio standard that is currently there?
Well, I think they should, and I, along with the PUCN, we have another problem, and that's with the consumer advocate. And I think our consumer advocate right now, even though the consumer advocate is protecting the ratepayers right now for the next 3 months, 6 months, I think the consumer advocate's got to start looking at the long term for the ratepayers. We can pay a little bit more right now, and in the long term, it is such a grand slam for the ratepayers. I mean, when you're not buying fuel, it's a big, huge deal. And I fear that our consumer advocate looks at the way Wall Street looks at. What'd you make last quarter? What are you going to make next quarter? I don't think we can look at it like that. This is a huge deal for the ratepayers to eliminate fuel from their electric bill, and over the next several decades, it reduces electricity costs so cheap, we can't afford not to do this.
All right, let's change subjects here a little bit. You got to drive the new Tesla Model S. Tell us about this all-electric car.
Yeah, you know, the car was phenomenal. It's a large four-seater. Don't think that this is a small little toy car. It's a large four-seater. It's as nice as any Jaguar or Mercedes-Benz out there. It's extremely fast. It's solid, and it is so quiet. It just amazes you. Well, this car, they're advertising this car as it will go 300 miles on a charge. Now, they've also told me they're releasing, they're going to have a news release that this car will recharge totally in an hour. So, for someone in southern Nevada, I could drive all the way to San Diego. I could stop in Barstow or Victorville for a little lunch or coffee, and in 15, 20 minutes, I could get enough charge to go all the way to San Diego, which is about 320 miles. So it's a great thing, and I know that in California, they've put charging stations all over Southern California. As a matter of fact, in front of the IKEA store in San Diego, there's free charging stations. They're all over there. I know they're looking at putting some off of I-15. So this is a great thing. And this is the new technology, and I understand Tesla has actually entered an agreement to sell some of the batteries and motors and that they have developed to Mercedes-Benz.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it, Senator. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on and talking about green energy and the investment in the future, and we hope to have you back on soon. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to stand up to the cheaters and make sure we protect jobs for the American people.
Mitt Romney, tough on China? Romney's companies were called pioneers in shipping U.S. manufacturing jobs overseas. He invested in firms that specialized in relocating jobs to low-wage countries like China. Even today, part of Romney's fortune is invested in China. Romney's never stood up to China. All he's done is send them our jobs.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Envision yourself on the Truckee River. Now imagine the banks lined with old gallon jugs, tires, and plastic bottles. Every year, volunteers pull more than 70 tons of trash and invasive weeds from the banks of the Truckee. The river provides our drinking water and a beautiful place for our children to play. Join us Saturday, September 29, for Truckee River Cleanup Day and ensure that first vision of a trash-free Truckee is the only vision. Help keep the Truckee River clean and keep Truckee Meadows beautiful.
You must see Monday on NBC.
No!
As the Voice blind auditions continue.
I hit the button just, because you deserve to be a star.
Then, from executive producer J.J. Abrams, after the blackout, the only power that matters is the power of family, of trust, of love. The premiere of Revolution, after new blind auditions on The Voice, tonight here on NBC.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Robert Eidhoven is here with Kolesar and Latham, Government Affairs, Mike Hillaby of Hillaby & Associates, and Larry Mathias, Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. So it's very interesting to watch Senator Reid just throwing out the bombs here. The first one is, accusing Romney of not having paid taxes without any evidence. Now he's accusing Dean Heller of not being able to round up the 15 votes that he needs to get internet poker through. Your thoughts on this?
It'll be interesting to see how they work together after the campaign's over, if Heller's successful, because I can't think of the last time we've had two U.S. senators going at it the way they're going at it right now.
Well, don't you have a peace pact like you had with Ensign? Because, during the election, they threw everything at each other, but then after the election, no fighting.
Yeah, but I think that was more, I think Ensign needed that more than Harry Reid, that coming together after 1998 and then when John Ensign eventually won the Senate race in 2000. I don't think Heller needs Harry Reid. I don't think he wants Harry Reid when this is over. I think it'll be very difficult for them to work together going forward. And you might see the same dynamic in the House, with some of the races we have coming up in the House with Joe Heck. Will Joe Heck be able to work well? Knowing O'Segara gets help from the Reid machine as well. Not nearly as overt as Shelley Berkeley, but Harry Reid, as he's always had, his fingerprints are on every major race in the state.
Mike, your thoughts on this? You saw this from the governor's office.
We enjoyed a pretty good relationship with the congressional delegation. I think that was a positive thing, ultimately, for Nevada. And we were talking about off-air before we came on. The problem with moving into that majority leader position, look at Tom Daschle, you come from a more conservative state. The things you have to do as the party leader in that body are a lot different than you would maybe normally say in Nevada or South Dakota or some of the more conservative western states. That's always a little bit of a problem for Harry. I see people get so frustrated here with him when you look at his basic positions go okay with most Nevadans in terms of guns and pro-life and somewhat more conservative as a Democrat, but the role he plays there, that becomes hard to separate. Which one is it? And that's a problem for him. And when in the Romney thing, the tax thing, clearly he's able to get away with it, but those are pretty amazing comments.
Well, and it was interesting in his last race, a lot of the people were saying, who would you rather have, Harry Reid or Chuck Schumer?
Yeah, exactly. That's the tough part for, the rest of the country and for the Senate. Who's going to lead us out of this?
Larry, your thoughts?
Well, I think it does show the dilemma of being the voice and the face of the Democratic Senate. And also of not having to face an election for 4 years, you're a little freer in responding to things, and I think that's not surprising. I think it's also a reflection of the hardening of the partisan wars in Washington D.C. The days of easily working across the aisle are gone, even at the state level, and I think that we're going to see that. We've seen it in other states, and now it's finally come into Nevada.
When would you say was the golden era of working across the aisle, either on a national or a state level?
Most of history. You have peak partisan periods, usually driven by presidential races, or where one party has such a dominance that the only way the other party gets any attention is by occasionally throwing hand grenades. But for the most part, we've had comedy, the ability to work together as a sign of quantity.
So glad
at least
you pointed that at comedy, not comedy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's turned into a comedy.
Well,
I think you had
Joe Dini and Bill Raggio for years being able to work together,
sure.
No matter who was governor. And on the national level, I mean, you see that Barack Obama hasn't met with congressional Republicans in 2 years. Even Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan were notorious for going at it, but they still had meetings together.
Okay, you just don't see it. Let's not talk about the drinking again. Yeah. But I had great fun this weekend rewatching Game Change, the movie, and then thinking about the Romney campaign, and isn't it time for a game change after the last couple of weeks?
You know, I don't think so. He's still within the margin of error in a lot of these states, but it is important for him to have a good week this week. You know, the initial story coming out of Politico this morning is that there's some infighting within the campaign. That's never a good way to start the week. But, you know, naturally the Democrats are going to have a good week coming out of the convention. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week, you know, there was some issues with the Romney campaign. I think unfairly going after Romney based on Obama's foreign policy. But no matter what I think, it wasn't a good week for Mitt Romney.
We got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, he's got to get and stay on the economic message. Keep talking about, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And stay on that and stay on that. Look at those unemployment numbers, and he'll be able to resonate.
He has to find a surge somewhere, and he's got to stop making those calves.
And that's the biggest part right there. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Wiggle around with us.
Get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Obama promised.
If your family making less than $250,000 a year, my plan will not raise your taxes.
Untrue. Middle-class Americans face a huge tax increase because of Obamacare. Now Obama claims Mitt Romney will raise middle-class taxes. Also untrue. Romney's plan lowers middle-class tax rates by 20%. Barack Obama. Dishonest on taxes because he's failed on jobs. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Unless you're a cabinet maker, for the love of money, you shouldn't even consider new kitchen cabinets if you like the ones you have. Instead, consider Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your kitchen cabinets and flooring without the frustrations of installation and the cost. Enhance wood cabinetry and flooring renewal can be done in just one day for so much less and look so new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance now at 358-8808. Receive an 8-day, 7-night cruise with your renewal.
There are actually people in Washington that call the unemployed lazy. They're not lazy. These people are desperate to go back to work. They're on the brink of falling through the cracks. And if we don't provide these unemployment benefits, they may never be able to recover. I will fight until every person in the state of Nevada gets their jobs back so that they can support their families and take care of the people they love the most.
I'm Shelley Berkeley, and I approve this message.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Wiggle around with us.
Get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Paul Enos talks to Gerald O'Driscoll, senior fellow with the Cato Institute. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.